We're back on Robert's Moondog Show, and while we could not find any information about Mark Cheesley, grassroots drummer, he was a fill-in, or maybe he wasn't. Maybe I'm just totally off base, and he wasn't any of that, but I know that he was a fill-in for a...
He probably got him free drinks as long as he used that line.
Right. Yeah, well, so, okay, well, whatever that. Laura did remember, at least down in the area across the street from the charter boats in South Haven when they used to have concerts. And,
I do remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember when Humble Pie played there.
Humble Pie?
Yes.
You know.
For Blueberry Festival.
You know, maybe that was, did they?
Maybe gosh. Was it them?
Maybe it was. Who else played with them? Yeah, I remember there was two bands that played. Now, was Humble Pie, was it packed?
Yes.
Okay, well, this was not it then, for sure. Because this was not packed. And yeah, he, I think, lost a lot with this concert.
Okay.
Yeah, there wasn't. Yeah, probably about 25% showed up that what they were hoping for, be my guess. So, all right.
No, I think it was Blueberry Festival.
Well,
I believe
it might have been for maybe it wasn't for that. I don't know. My guess that was 30 years ago.
I know it's kind of foggy.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
I remember.
Actually,
they
I kind of remember that better.
Huckleberries afterwards.
You guys
so
hear that buzz?
I hear the buzz.
That tells you how long ago it was.
That was a long time ago. So, all right. Well, moving on from there, I guess.
We can't wait. I just heard something. You said there's a place called Huckleberries
there
in South
was.
Haven. Ain't that funny? Because there's that place, Oh My Darlings, and then there's Clementine's. And if there's a Huckleberries, it's like Huckleberry Hound. He used to sing that Oh My Darling Clementine song.
Right, yeah. Right.
That's funny.
You know,
Huckleberries. And he was blue, and you got blueberries in South Haven.
Yeah.
This is all coming together.
Saying stuff like that is what gets hate mail sent to me, by the way. So what's that guy talking about? We never know what he's talking about.
I was excited there. I like them cartoons. Huckleberries
was the BRT, and then that was Hucks Up, and downstairs was Hucks Down.
Yeah. Yes. The Grimes owned Huckleberries.
Yeah. Hucks Up is what it was.
That's kind of a weird name for a bar.
Yeah. There's that buzz again. Do you hear it?
I hear it. Better get some new equipment here.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, hopefully, maybe it's not being recorded that way. I don't know. But we're going to check that right now, and we'll be right back with you. It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget. And now, a special message from Paul Landecker, Operations Program Director at Midwest Family Broadcasting.
First thing that really impressed me about Moondog Productions was the Facebook videos that Rob was putting up, some of the South Haven videos and some of the other things, the award-winning videos that he has and put up so everybody can see them. The quality that is in those videos, the time he takes, the expertise that he has in making our little town of South Haven look amazing worldwide. We asked Moondog Productions to do a couple of videos for our Summer Jam and Smooth Jazz concerts this past summer. Totally unexpected that, you know, he got those videos back to us within 10 days. I mean, it was quick turnaround. They exceeded my expectations on how they looked. Moondog Productions is no small town operation. And the work they do is major market stuff. It's really, really well done. We didn't have a big budget for this. Rob and Moondog Productions took every cent and made it all work for us very economically. The quality of the product, the ease of working with Moondog Productions, it's simple. I have no doubt that if you have need of quality, big time video at low cost, Rob's your guy. Moondog Productions is where you need to go.
Beep. Okay, we're back. And apparently that buzz is not heard by, it's not
there on our tracks that we're recording. It's just something else that's in my head, maybe.
I was going to say, only in our heads, because we were trying to remember that, right? All these old facts, and I think it was our heads, like, burning, our brains burning.
Well, speaking about burning brains, when we were down in Clarksdale, Mississippi, we were shooting a music video down there, and I had, actually, I was in the shot kind of way in the background, and Tom was in the foreground of the shot, and Miss Laura was on camera shooting, and we were playing, the song we were doing was the Blues Highway 6149. Tom's on sitting on the top on this sharecropper shack on the front porch, and we start doing this, and we get about a minute into it, and it stops.
What stops?
The his boombox that he was lip syncing to.
Oh, the music, so was Laura going. Didn't break the camera.
No.
I didn't.
No, not at all.
It wasn't my fault.
No, not at all. And so then we said, well, all right, well, he's okay, so I'll start it over, whatever. So we start over. We get to the exact same spot, and plop, it stops.
He's the ghost of Robert Johnson.
He's the ghost of something, because I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. Well, it's stopping in the same place, so there's an issue with that
CD.
Wait,
is this a cassette?
No, it's a CD.
Oh, CD. So you know, so they have this thing called MP3s now. You can put it on your phone.
But Tom brought his boombox, so that means, yes.
That he bought a new one for it.
Yeah. And, well, no, it worked out just fine.
It did.
Regardless.
Except
right then. Okay. So we play it again. The same spot, it stops. I'm like, oh, well, there's a problem with your CD or something, Tom. So I'm like, whatever. So I'm like, let's go get my CD. I have the same song on a different CD. I go get it. We start playing it. It actually goes past a little bit past where we were and stops again. We're like, all right, we've got enough of this, and we, you know, said good enough. And so, but then we get off of the porch, and I mean, only just a few feet away, and hit the boombox, and it plays all the way through.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did like the door slam shut as soon as you got off the porch? And
no.
Like that?
No. And I think they may have been angry that I took one of the chairs that were on the porch and put it out in the yard because it was in the way. But Laura had one of those situations with a photograph, too, that she took of Robert Johnson's tombstone.
Yeah.
One of his three. So we don't know exactly if he was under that one.
Nobody knows where he's buried.
Right. They've said three different places. But this is really nice. His blues marker is there and his tombstone's there. And Tom had his guitar leaning against it and his hat on there, and I took a picture. And then
was Tom's. I thought that was like somebody always like goes there and puts a new guitar and leaves their guitar there.
No, it was Tom's.
Oh, okay.
And then I took two more, and then we looked later, and there was just a real ghostly picture was the first one.
Mm-hmm. You should publish that. I bet them blues magazines would like pay you lots of money for the ghost of Robert Johnson.
Yeah,
you
know, it was pretty strange.
And you have to look, but it kind of does look like hands in a guitar and a fretboard. It's really strange. Yeah. Yeah, so okay. So that's down there in Clarksdale. We got about 2 minutes left on this. We don't know what we're doing on this show. What do you guys want to talk about?
How about I got to go to one of my blues legends, blues marker too, Hubert Sumlin.
Hubert Sumlin, yes.
Yes, I got to meet him twice.
He played with Muddy Waters, didn't he?
For a minute, but he really played with Howlin' Wolf.
Yeah.
Did he pass away?
He did. He did.
I was going to really say, I'd be really impressed if you hung out with him the last time you were down there taking pictures
because he
had already passed away.
He did. But I might have already told you guys this story, but Keith Richards paid for Hubert's funeral.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's his heart.
Yeah, because that was his idol.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in Europe, the blues is huge. So they would listen to that, and they were so excited when they met Muddy and Howlin' Wolf and Hubert Sumlin.
Mm-hmm. Well, we met Big T. Well, we didn't meet Big T. I gave him a tip, though. He was happy for it. He sang a song called Give Us Tips or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
He said, it's a new one. I just wrote it. And he could start singing that. He starts playing there. I mean, they're jamming. Bring us tips. And then he starts going on. And everybody starts coming up with 20s and throwing 20s in the
jar.
Maybe
you guys should make a song similar to that. The Truss and Bird Band. But then you're going to have to.
Our friend Randall Willis would always say, hey, we do requests. We do requests. Just write it down on a $20 bill.
Oh.
So Randall would love that Give Us Tips song.
Give Us Tips song. So, all right. Well, with all that being said, what do we want to talk about next break? At some point, we got to call Rob Slentz of UFC Tree Care.
Why don't we call Rob Slentz of UFC Tree Care?
You
want to
give Rob a call?
Let's do that.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're at least going to give him a call and see if he answers.
Well, he doesn't always answer.
No, he doesn't always, but we're going to give him a shot. I talked to him yesterday, and he said he'd be ready. So, all right.
Great.
All right. When we come back, we'll be talking to Rob Slentz of UFC Tree Care, maybe, on Robert's Moondog Show.